Picture this. You're sitting in the orthodontist's office, looking at your kid's x-rays, and, well, you hear the recommendation. To get these braces to work properly, we need to remove some healthy, permanent teeth.
Oh, wow. Yeah, which just sounds so extreme.
It really does. It sounds extreme and totally irreversible. I mean, honestly, it sends a lot of parents into an absolute panic.
Well, sure, because teeth feel precious, you know? The idea of removing healthy ones just instinctively feels wrong to most of us.
Exactly. So today's deep dive pulls from clinical orthodontic guidelines, some case notes from Dr. Updike, who is a provider known for keeping teeth whenever it's biologically reasonable, and a recent 2025 meta-analysis. We're really exploring the real diagnosis and the trade-offs behind this whole decision.
Right, because we need to understand the why.
Yeah, because to a parent, removing a healthy tooth feels like, I mean, throwing away a perfectly good piece of a jigsaw puzzle just to make the picture fit. Like, why would we ever do that?
Yeah, I love that puzzle analogy. It captures the fear perfectly. But we really need to reframe how we look at the board. The question isn't, can we avoid extraction? The real question is, what is the healthiest way to make enough room?
Okay, so let's look at the physical limits of the human mouth.
Yeah.
Because when teeth are crowded, the space to fix them has to come from somewhere.
Right. There is no magical free space hiding in there. You basically have a few main alternatives to extraction. You can expand the arch, which works well if the jaw is naturally narrow.
Okay, that's one option.
Yeah. Or you can move the molars backward. Or, well, you can slenderize the teeth slightly by polishing them.
Right, polishing the teeth makes sense for tiny adjustments. And if polishing isn't enough, I keep wondering, why not just keep every single tooth and push them all forward until they fit? Like, just force the puzzle pieces onto the board.
Well, because the board has an edge, and that edge is the jawbone. I mean, the bone isn't like clay that we can just mold infinitely, you
Oh, I
know?
see.
Yeah, if you tip all the teeth forward to avoid an extraction at all costs, you actually push those teeth dangerously close to the edge of their supporting housing, the alveolar bone.
Wait, really? So if we push the teeth too far, do the roots actually push out of the gum line?
They absolutely can. Pushing teeth outside their biological boundaries leaves you with a highly unstable bite, and it can lead to severe gum recession or, honestly, even tooth loss later in life.
Oh, wow. So trying to save the tooth could actually cause you to lose it anyway.
Exactly. In those specific cases, removing a tooth is actually the more conservative choice. You sacrifice a piece to protect the foundation of the remaining teeth and bone.
That makes so much sense. But if pushing teeth too far strains the bone, I imagine it also physically pushes the lips outward. Is that why parents worry about extraction ruining their kids' face shape or, giving them a flattened, dished-in profile?
Yeah, that's a huge fear. But the visual result is entirely about achieving facial balance. So if a child's lips and teeth are already protrusive, meaning they severely stick out, extraction actually improves their lip posture.
Okay, but what if they don't stick out?
Right. If the child already has a flat profile, extraction would definitely be the wrong approach. Diagnosis is literally everything here.
So the exact same extraction plan can be incredibly helpful for one face and completely unhelpful for another.
Precisely.
Well, that makes sense for the profile. But there's an even bigger fear online right now. You will find claims stating that pulling premolars automatically shrinks a child's airway. Period.
Right. I see that a lot. It sounds really alarming. But we have to look at the anatomy. Your airway volume is dictated by your jawbone and your overall skeletal structure.
Not the teeth themselves.
Exactly. Not the individual teeth sitting inside that bone. Removing a tooth doesn't shrink the bone itself.
So pulling a tooth leaves the actual skeletal scaffolding of the airway totally untouched.
That is the mechanism, yes. And the data absolutely backs this up. A 2025 systematic review and meta-analysis looked at comprehensive treatment and found something really reassuring.
What did they find?
They found that premolar extraction has little to no average negative effect on airway volume or the minimum cross-sectional area of the airway.
Okay, so airway matters, obviously, but it shouldn't be used as a blanket veto if the bone and the bite actually need an extraction.
Right, exactly.
So what does this all mean for you sitting in that consultation room? Well, it means you have the power to ask the right questions.
Definitely. You should ask your orthodontist, where exactly is the space shortage? Or ask them, what happens to the bone and the lips if we keep every single tooth?
Because neither extraction nor non-extraction guarantees a perfectly stable result on its own.
Right. Placing teeth in biologically reasonable positions is what actually creates long-term stability.
It's about looking at the whole picture, not just counting the teeth. Which leaves us with this final thought. to ponder as you navigate these decisions for your own family.
Yeah, it's a fascinating thing to think about.
If the physical limits of the human jaw dictate so much of our orthodontic health today, you have to wonder how much of our jaw has physically changed over the last few centuries to make crowding such a universal modern problem in the first place.